Now, Diane, one time I heard you publicly discuss what a game changer it would be if certain large universities in the Portland metro area divested the pension money that they had invested in hedge funds and instead invested it into affordable housing in the city of Portland. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Well, I've been going to the Oregon Investment Council and just sitting and listening for since March. So like four different meetings. And I've listened to several, what I will call hedge funds. Sometimes they're called alternative investments, sometimes private equity, come in. And the committee votes them on the recommendation of staff, additional investments of, say, $250 to $400 million at one pop. The first meeting I was at, I heard words like, we go to the bad banks, foreclosures, and steal. And I thought, this is not appropriate for public money. So what can we do with that? So if we had at a meeting, we went there and we said, okay, fine, we're Oregonians, we want to invest in Oregon. These people are investing in Singapore and Hong Kong and London. What's wrong with Oregon? We have smart people in Oregon. We have needs in Oregon. The housing market is crazy in Oregon right now. What would happen if instead of doing these large chunks of investment, we put them back into the mortgage market in Portland and in Oregon, because it can't just be Portland. All of a sudden, we've got people who are selling mortgages into the secondary market, which means they're going back into kind of hedge funds and other entities like that, and they could keep them in their portfolio. For example, the credit unions in Oregon, they all sell mortgages into the secondary market. People think they're doing a good job by going to their credit union and getting a mortgage, but they are. It's a much better than going to, for example, JP Morgan Chase or Bank of America, but they're still sold into the secondary market. And the credit unions I know say, well, we'll help people if they get into trouble. It's just better if we keep it here. And then, you know, there's all sorts of games that banks play around foreclosures. They make money on foreclosures. They make money on making you homeless. And that costs us money as Oregonians, as people that are, taxpayers. And so I would just say to the Oregon Investment Council, you know, enough of hedge funds, enough of that. We're just going to keep it in Oregon mortgages, 3%. We work through credit unions and local banks, no more big banks. And I think that we'll look back 10 years from now and we'll think, weren't we brilliant?
What are the obstacles to getting them to stop investing in hedge funds and bring it back to what people need? What are the obstacles?
The hedge funds will tell you they can get superior returns. And that probably was true right in the beginning. That was maybe 20, 25 years ago. And I remember when it happened, the hedge funds industry convinced people they had to do things secretly, transparently. It's hard to track them, which is a no-no as far as I'm concerned. And I believe the law in Oregon now is transparency, although I don't see the hedge funds being transparent. It's not happening.